So what we're going to do is we're going to show you a little bit of email, and we're going to use Thunderbird to do that, as Thunderbird is installed on this Inside One tablet.
Running applications toolbar, Microsoft Edge button.
So there's the taskbar. So I'm going to tab off the taskbar, and I'm going to go to the desktop.
Notification chevron button, show desktop button. Desktop list, this PC 5 of 16.
We're back on the desktop. This is one of many ways you can get to Thunderbird. And if you want to get there quickly, Chris, you've got a few options. You can press TTT, or you could press THU, perhaps, to get there more quickly.
T, Team Viewer, H.
You got to go fast.
H.
Might not be able to do it fast enough.
Recycle bin 6 of 6, this PC 5 of 16.
I do believe it's Mozilla Thunderbird.
Oh, it might be.
Mozilla Thunderbird 8 of 16.
Oh, that's the problem.
So I hit M to get there instead of TH or Kim's suggestions. So you just have to know.
You have to know what it's called. That was my mistake. You have to know what it is. You also, though, if you have multiple M's, in all seriousness, you could press MO, and that should be able to get you there quickly, too.
So I'm going to double tap or press enter on this Mozilla Thunderbird.
Now, it's a big program because it's got all your email in it. So home Mozilla Thunderbird. And it said home.
Now, Thunderbird has a menu. So if you want to go into the menu, you can press
Alt.
Alt. And to do that, to go directly into the menu, you press the alternate Alt, which is 0 and 2 or 2-0.
File submenu Alt plus F1 of 7.
Now I can swipe to the right or press the right arrow key.
Edit submenu Alt plus E2 of 7. View submenu Alt plus V3 of 7. Go submenu Alt plus G4 of 7. Message submenu Alt plus M5 of 7. Tools submenu Alt plus T6 of 7. Help submenu Alt plus H7 of 7.
So here is our menus going across. And if we want to go into any of these, we would press down arrow.
And I do. So I want to go to the left.
Tools submenu Alt plus message submenu Alt plus M5 of 7.
And now I want to go down, so I want to go into the message menu.
New message CTRL plus NN1 of 7. Reply CTRL plus R unavailable R2 of 7.
So it's replies CTRL plus R.
Reply to all CTRL plus shift plus R unavailable P3 of 7.
And CTRL is control. It's exactly. Saying CTRL that means control. So all these are control commands in Thunderbird.
Correct.
Reply to list CTRL plus shift plus L unavailable L4 of 7.
And these are unavailable because we aren't replying to anything. We're not in a message right now.
Forward CTRL plus L unavailable F5 of 7.
Or our cursor isn't on a message either. So these are all unavailable.
Right.
Forward is unavailable submenu W6. Edit as new message CTRL plus E unavailable E7 of 7. Open message CTRL plus O. Open in conversation CTRL plus shift plus O unavailable S2 of 2.
So there's a bunch of stuff in here.
And they all have
key commands associated with them as well, which is great. And that message menu is actually one you're going to use pretty significantly as you're getting used to things in Thunderbird.
Attachments unavailable submenu H1 of 1.
If you don't like Thunderbird, if you're an Outlook person, or if you have some other way of checking your mail, you don't have to use this. You can delete it. You can uninstall it.
Tag unavailable submenu G1 of 2. Mark submenu K2 of 2.
I want to go to new message, so let's see if that's N. I think it is.
N. Right. No subject. Thunderbird. Right. No subject. Thunderbird. Unknown.
No subject. Let's see what we have. I'm going to tab.
Right. No subject. Thunderbird. Toolbar. Subject. Edit blank.
I'm going to shift tab.
List. 2. Combo box collapsed. Edit has autocomplete blank.
I'm going to write to Kim.
Why? greater Kim Loftus less Kim at mysticaccess.com greater selected.
So there's my work address. He's got lots of addresses for me in there, but that's the one he wants.
Subject. Edit blank.
So he's tabbing to subject.
And I'm going to type.
H-E-L-L-U.
Whoops. Back that out.
Equals. U-L-L. Oh,
so
message body frame, message body document editable blank.
Again, and I am in my message body, and I'm going to type again.
H, I, space, T, H, E, R, E, bang.
And I hit exclamation mark, and it said bang. So I'm going to press enter because I always do that. I always type something and then press enter to put in a new line. And it did that, and I see my cursor on the Braille display. Now, all of the navigation that we did in WordPad or Jart will do the same. You can up arrow, down arrow, left arrow, right arrow, control left, control right, select your text the same way that you did before. Or you can do what I want to do right now, which is press control enter to send.
Before you do that, though, show them that they can, in fact, find that in a menu.
File submenu Alt plus F1 of 8.
So there's file. And send is in the menu.
New submenu N1 of 2. Attach submenu H2 of 2. Save CTRL plus SS1 of 2. Save as submenu A2 of 2. Send now CTRL plus Enter D1 of 2.
So you can send now.
Send later CTRL plus Shift plus Enter L2 of 2.
Or you can actually send later. So let's say that you want to send somebody a little birthday message and you want to send it at a later time. You can actually do that.
Page setup. U1 of 3.
And there's page setup. But we're going to go back up.
Send later. Send now CTRL plus Enter D1 of 2.
Press Enter.
Or he could have done Control Enter.
Sending not message ELLO inbox Mozilla Thunderbird.
Now you should have a message for me.
So it said sending message. I now need to check my work mail account. And I do have a message from Chris that says, hi there. So let's show you something else really interesting from the menu before we do anything else in here. Let's go into the tools menu with Alt T.
Address book CTRL plus Shift plus BB1 of 1.
There are a few interesting things you need to know about from in here. Your address book is here.
Save file CTRL plus JL1 of 6.
I never use that.
Add-ons A2 of 6.
There's add-ons. So if you want to add cool things to Thunderbird, you can. Now, these have gotten less useful as Thunderbird has evolved. A lot of mine don't work anymore, which makes me sad. But they are here. They are available. You can check them out and you can see what does work.
And if they won't work, they won't install.
That's right.
Add-on options submenu O3 of 6. Activity manager V4 of 6. Chat status submenu C5 of 6. Join chat T6 of 6.
I never use
message
chat
filters
in
F1 of 3.
Do you?
No.
There's message filters, which admittedly I never use much either, but it's cool to show you what's in this particular menu because there's a lot to explore.
Yeah, you can create message filters. If you have a bunch of mailing lists, you can have Thunderbird automatically sort those, put them in different folders and things like that.
Run filters on folder unavailable R2 of 3.
Is that what you would do right there, run filters on folder?
If there are messages that are in your inbox that, let's just say you created a filter and you had all these messages in your inbox, you would run the filter and it will sort them for you and move those messages out of your inbox.
Run filters on message unavailable U3 of 3.
Now, what would that do?
Runs filters on a specific message. If you had a message to a mailing list in your inbox or to something in your inbox that you wanted to run your filters on, you would do that with just one message. I don't
think
so.
For instance, if I wanted it to automatically go to trash, I could do that.
Right, but this is running a filter. This isn't creating the filter on the message. This is running a pre-existing filter that you created on a message. So I'm not exactly sure why you would want to do that. If you create the filter and it's a sorting filter, all incoming messages from that point on should automatically sort into that folder. But if you had 3,000 messages in your inbox, you wouldn't want to do this on every single email.
I'm just wondering if you had a specific message that you just found particularly repugnant and you wanted to get rid of it, or you wanted to make sure you never got a message like this again, if there's a way you could run a filter that you've already pre-set up, or pre-selected on it. I don't know. I mean, I know this works differently for different situations.
Run junk mail controls on folder unavailable C1 of 2.
There's run junk mail.
Yay.
On folders. So that's probably what you would want to do.
Yeah, right.
Delete mail marked as junk in folder unavailable D2 of 2.
There's a handy one. And notice
import,
these are giving
M1 of 3.
You
delete mail marked as junk in folder unavailable D2 of 2.
Commands. So if you hit Alt T D, that would immediately take you to it.
Right.
Because that's the menu command, D.
Unless there's multiple commands in the menu that begin with D. It does happen, although it's rare.
It's rare, yeah. It does happen, though, occasionally.
Import, M1 of 3.
You can import messages.
Developer tools submenu E2 of 3.
Probably want to stay out of there.
Clear recent history. CTRL plus Shift plus LH3 of 3. Account settings S1 of 2.
These are some of the things I want to show you, though. You've got account settings.
Right. So this is where you'd go to add accounts, delete accounts, modify settings for an account. Whatever you want to do with your account, that's where you would go.
So here's an example. Let's say you get married and you're a lady and you've taken your husband's name. So maybe you want to change your last name to his name, or maybe you want to do what a lot of my friends have done over the years is use your maiden name followed by your married name. So you can go in here and you can change the way your name is displayed in your outgoing email.
Options O2 of 2.
This is where you do all of your configuration settings for Thunderbird, and there are lots of them. There are display settings. There are signature settings. There's composition settings. There's tons of stuff in there.
I think signature settings are actually in accounts because you can have account specific.
Oh, that's correct. Yeah, I think you're right. Because there is so much stuff in here, sometimes it's hard to remember what lives where.
That's why you have to go and explore.
Exactly. And it's really important. So if something appears to be missing or something you can't find, exploration is a good thing.
Address book CTRL plus Shift plus BB1 of 1.
And we're back to address book. But the really important things I want to show you in that menu that you'll probably use, particularly when you get started with Thunderbird, if you want to use it as your mail client, is accounts and options.
So did you reply to my message?
I did not, but I can. Let's do that. So I'm going to say, good morning, Chris. This is a reply, exclamation mark, send. And I used control enter to send it, and it is sent.
And I'm going to escape.
Box Mozilla Thunderbird.
And that attempted to say inbox. Sometimes when you use Thunderbird's inbox, and I know it's like this with Outlook and places too, you're not where you think you need to be. So Chris, for instance, is saying inbox, but he's not in a message list of any sort, or he doesn't appear to be.
Right.
So let's toolbar, tab control, inbox, tab select, mail toolbar, toolbar, global search, edit search, let's tree view, level 2 inbox, 1, expanded 1 of 1.
So this is cool. This is
messages, less CTR, tree view, inbox, 1, expanded 1 of 1, level 2.
It says expanded 1 of 1, level 2. This is your folder list. This is a tree. You want to explain trees?
A tree is like a tree that's outside in your yard, and it has branches.
It does.
So you may have a branch off of your inbox. You may have sent. You may have trash. You may have spam or junk or deleted messages. Those are all folders that you're going to see within your account. If you have multiple accounts in Thunderbird, they also show up here with their own inboxes, outboxes, draft, sent, trash, what have you.
So if you want to close an account in the tree, you would press left arrow. That would allow you to close your account. If you then want to open it again and move through all the folders in your account, you would press right arrow to open your account and then move up and down through the folders in this account level, as it were, on this branch of the tree, and you would be able to scroll through inbox, sent, trash, etc.
Right. So if you have 5 email addresses in here,
which I do,
you can flick to the left to close the tree of inbox.
Last.
And down arrow.
Level 1 local folders expanded 2 of 2.
So there's local folders. We all have local folders in Thunderbird.
Right. I don't have multiple accounts set up on this thing. So I can up arrow.
Level 2 inbox. 1. Collapsed 1 of 1.
There's my inbox that I had just collapsed. If I hit the right arrow.
Expanded.
Now if I hit the down arrow.
Level 3 sent 1 of 2.
There's sent.
Trash 2 of 2 level 3.
There's trash.
Level 1 local folders expanded 2 of 2.
And now I'm back to my local folders. If I go up to inbox.
Level 3. Sent 1 of 2 level 3. Level 2 inbox. 1. Expanded 1 of 1.
If you notice it says 1 there.
That's 1 unread.
Right. My 1 unread message.
If you moved up again, it would tell you the name of this email account from here.
Yes, it would. And we're not going to show it because it's a dummy email account.
We're not, but it's there. So if, however, you want to check the messages in your particular folder, you would tab to move into the folder itself.
Filter these messages, less CTRL plus shift plus K greater edit has autocomplete blank.
Now there's a filter, and that's one way you can filter. I don't use that very much, so can't share much about how that works.
Table. Re. ELLO unread Kim Loftus 9:25 a.m. row not selected 1 of 1 level 1.
So it's not selected. It tells who sent it, me. It tells re-subject, which is the subject Chris initially sent me. And it tells when it was sent. And it says 1 of 1. It's the only message in the inbox, read or unread.
Selected.
So I just down arrow to select it. Now I'm going to press enter to open it.
Re-ELLO inbox Mozilla Thunderbird. Unknown. Re-ELLO inbox Mozilla Thunderbird. Property page re-ELLO 9:25 a.m. Re-ELLO. Good morning, Chris. This is a reply. Kim Loftus, Director of Product Development, link Kim at mysticaccess.com. Mystic Access, where the magic is in learning, registered link HTTPS.
And that's my signature. And Chris silenced speech because there's a lot of information in my signature. So now if you want to reread the message, you could. You could go back to the top. You could.
Where the magic is in Mystic Access. Link Kim, Director of Kim Loftus, blank. Good
in
morning.
Your case,
good morning, Chris. This is a reply. O. O. D. Space. M. Oh.
So you used up arrow just multiple times to get back to my message, which is on one single line. And now you're using right arrow to move through letter by letter.
Correct. So if I want to reply to this message, I could press Control R, which we already saw in the message menu. So I can do that.
CTRL pressed. Right. Re. ELLO Thunderbird. Right. Re. ELLO Thunderbird. Message body frame. Message body document editable blank.
So we're in an editable field now where Chris can reply to me.
I've got a flashing cursor. If I down arrow.
On 9/28/2029:25 a.m. Kim spelling error Loftus Road.
It always says my name.
Quote, good morning, Chris. This is a reply.
So that's the quote. Now, if I go up.
Out of block quote on blank, blank, blank.
And I just wanted to make sure I was completely at the top. I could have also done control home to get to the top. And I'm going to write my response.
T-H-A-N-K space Y-O-U.
So to send this message, we're going to go back to the file menu, Alt-F. We're going to get there quickly. Alt.
File submenu Alt plus F1 of 8.
F.
New submenu N1 of 2.
And then I think I can just press D.
D. Message body. Unknown. Re. ELLO inbox Mozilla Thunderbird. Property page re. ELLO 9:25 a.m. Re. ELLO document. Good morning, Chris. This is
so
a reply.
We're going to silence the speech.
And that is my message because the one that he sent me just sent. So it disappeared. It ran away. And I'm going to respond to it. He said, thank you. So I'm going to say, I'm going to reply with Control R. And I'm going to say, you're very welcome. Have a lovely day.
And while she's doing that, I'm going to delete this message with D with 90.
Able.
And I'm now in my empty message list.
Shouldn't be empty for long, though.
Yeah, in a few seconds, it should come in.
And sometimes, if you aren't sure, you can Alt-Tab away and Alt-Tab back, or go to your desktop and then come back, or something.
Thunderbird help in 5 more pages, personal Microsoft Edge window, app bar 2, inbox Mozilla Thunderbird, table, re, ELLO unread Kim Loftus 9:35 a.m. row not selected 1 of 1 level 1.
There it is.
And as I was doing that, it actually did come in. I heard the little sound that said, you've got new mail. So if I would have just waited a couple more seconds, it would have come in. And there's my subject.
Now, let's show you something else cool you can do. You can also, if you don't want to go into the menus to do things, and you're sitting on the message and it's selected. Is that selected?
It will be in a second.
Selected.
There we go. You can actually go into your messages context menu.
Menu.
And I'm going to down arrow.
Open message in new tab T1 of 3. Open message in new window W2 of 3. Open message in conversation N3 of 3. Reply to sender only R1 of 6. Reply to all A2 of 6. Reply to list L3 of 6. Forward F4 of 6. Forward as submenu O5 of 6.
So if I want to forward, I could forward. If I want to reply, I could reply. If I want to reply to all, I could reply to all if there were multiple people in this thread.
Edit as new message E6 of 6. Tag submenu G1 of 2. Mark submenu K2 of 2. Archive H1 of 5. Move to submenu M2 of 5.
These are
you
cool.
Can move, yeah, you can move this to a different folder if you have different folders set up.
Copy to submenu C3 of 5.
You can copy it to a
the message. Right.
Move again unavailable I4 of 5.
I could move again to a folder. If I had copied or moved a message into a folder, it would say move again to and then the folder name. And that way you could do it rather quickly instead of finding the folder again and again and again in the previous option.
Delete message D5 of 5.
And I can delete the message.
Ignore thread not checked I1 of 3.
I could ignore the thread.
Ignore sub thread not checked B2 of 3. Watch thread not checked 3 of 3. Save as S1 of 3.
So if you want to save an email for whatever reason.
Print preview V2 of 3.
You can print.
Print P3 of 3. Open message in new tab T1 of 3.
And we're back to open a new tab. Yes. If you want to do that from within a message, you can also do it from within a message.
And you'll get maybe slightly different options.
Correct.
Because you're already in the message, you won't have open or open with or open in a new tab.
So if you're like me and you like context menus, that could be a fun thing to do. You should be able to send from the context menu within the message. If you are replying, for instance, if you're doing a reply to a message.
Right.
If you're in a message someone sent you, you obviously won't be able to send.
Yeah, they're context aware. That's why they're called context menus.
Exactly.
So I'm going to press escape to exit the context menu.
Property page rate, ELLO 9:35 a.m. Table.
Press Control to silence speech. And then I'm going to press Alt F4 to close Thunderbird.
Alt F4. Thunderbird help in 5 more pages, personal Microsoft Edge window, app bar, toolbar, settings, and more. Alt pressed.
F4.
Taskbar.
Somehow we opened Edge sometime during this little experiment. It's probably not in your recording, but It was there. It's probably anxious because that is what we're going to do next. We're going to play with web browsing. And then to end this entire thing, we're going to show you some really important things you may need to know how to do on your Inside One.